There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You remember this summer, correct? What was the most famous thing from this summer, I think, in pop culture? What would you say it was? The most notable thing in pop culture.
Oh, that he was, that was They Not Like Us.
Right.
He was in that, yeah.
Exactly, dude. Right. The Drake-Kendrick Lamar beef.
Yes.
So this weekend, they retired Vince Carter's jersey. He became the first rapper to have his jersey retired.
Mm-hmm.
So Vince Carter got his jersey retired.
Mm-hmm.
Coincidentally, that was Raptors Kings.
Why they do him like that?
I agree with you.
Why they do him like that?
That is 100% true.
That's raggedy.
That is raggedy.
Okay.
That is raggedy.
Who knew DeMar was going to go to the Kings?
You can change the date. Wait.
They changed the date.
They could have changed the date because they didn't even announce when D-Wade's statue was going to be until after the season started, didn't they?
They didn't. You didn't know until like in the summer.
In the summer. So, yeah.
You didn't know until the summer.
And they could have very easily changed it.
They did Pat Riley court day. They just decided that. Like, that was a quick surprise.
Yeah, okay. All right. I tried to give them benefit of the
doubt. No, it was completely, it was a wrong move. They shouldn't have done that to DeMar DeRozan. Did DeMar play with Vince at all? I don't think so. I don't think they ever crossed paths.
No,
they did not cross paths.
Raggedy move. Agreed.
But who was
there, of course, at the game for this DeMar, for Vince Carter night? Who do you think was courtside?
Kendrick Lamar?
The ambassador.
Drake. Yup.
Drizzy. Oh, yeah, because he's Canadian.
Canadian. He's Raptors ambassador.
Monumental moment.
Yep. And, of course, as we know, Drake used to be pretty cool with Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan.
Oh, I'd say more than pretty cool.
Pretty cool. They've been pretty cool. You know, it's Kyle Lowry and DeMar had a pretty good relationship with them. You know, they did funny bits together. I believe Drake lent them sports cars. You know, doing Drake things. But Drake
cared about them as friends.
Well, listen. He's not happy with him, obviously, because DeMar DeRozan, as Leroy pointed out, DeMar DeRozan was in the Not Like Us video. He was on stage at that concert dancing with him.
Dancing on his grave, dude.
Yep.
And so, do you have any of the sound of this from this? If you don't, we got to get to this. But, dude, there was some, like, Drake goes on the broadcast. He's, like, disrespecting DeMar DeRozan. You could see him. He's, like, calling him not nice names from the sidelines.
Huh.
He's got his muscle with him too, by the way, Drake, you know.
Well, you got to do that all the time now because
Yeah. So this Kings team coming in off a lot of drama. Off a lot of drama as they go to the Kaseya Center. Do you have this stuff, Marcos, or should we wait on it? We can wait on it a little bit.
I think I have Drake on DeMar, what he was saying on the broadcast. I just want to make sure it wasn't cursing, though. So give me like 10 seconds.
All right. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. So as we got a fun.
Yeah, but see, Florida Man says this. That's what happens when you ride waves. DeRozan deserves it. But here's the kicker. He's from L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why.
And what do the kids say? Ride on waves?
Yeah.
Let us not forget who rode on the first wave there. Who was the person who said that?
Florida Man.
Let us not forget who traded somebody for Kawhi Leonard.
Right.
Ergo, who was disloyal first?
Correct.
Because Drake probably could have said, hey, no. We won't do that to DeMar DeRozan. But he was walking around with a championship trophy with Kawhi Leonard.
Right.
So, who switched up first, I believe, is what the kids said.
No.
Who switched up first?
No.
Who switched up?
Okay, look, I got Drake here.
Are you 10 toes down? That's or are you loyal to the soil?
Today's mix bag will be dedicated to the true findings of this investigation.
Dude, I don't know about that.
But this is Drake during the actual broadcast discussing Vince's retirement, then a little pot shot at the... I mean, not retirement, retired jersey. You get what I mean.
A lot of people get rewarded and awarded in their career. You could tell how much that meant to that guy tonight. I mean, I just saw him in the back of the house. He's highly emotional. That meant the world to him tonight, and what the city did and how they showed him love. And that was incredible.
And it's just the start, because there's a lot more guys like a Vince Carter.
Absolutely.
That have made an impact on the history of the Raptors that are going to be...
I don't think people understand that's our first retired number, right?
And it's a banner, too. Speaking of national treasure...
Yes, if you ever put a DeRozan banner up, I'll go up there and pull it down myself. That's the answer to your question. Is that what you're going to ask?
No!
You know DeRozan and Kyle.
Yeah, well, shout out to Kyle.
Wow.
Woo-hoo. Okay.
Wow.
So,
woo. Wow.
The guy was like, no.
I wasn't going to ask that, Drake. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Not even close to what I was going to ask, dude.
Jeez.
I mean, he kind of, here's the deal.
Sold him out, dude. Sold him out.
Is he the first guy?
DeRozan isn't close to Vince Carter's right. But he did bring you your only championship.
Who?
Who?
DeRozan, he wasn't there?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, no.
He wasn't, but he is an all-time. He's arguably the greatest Raptor. He is. Right. He's arguably the greatest Raptor.
No way.
Are you kidding me?
I'm just going to name him. Number one, Valanciunas. You ever seen that guy?
Valanciunas is a wizard now. I saw him this weekend.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And he still moves like Valanciunas.
Valanciunas is pretty good. Vince Carter, for sure.
A team Chris Bosh.
Oh, Chris Bosh is the greatest rapper.
Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan. It's not a big conversation.
Wait, but here's the deal.
Tracy McGrady?
Chris Bosh left. I understand. Chris Bosh is not going to get his jersey retired.
What?
But here's the deal, though. Who played there longer than those guys? Kyle Lowry played there the longest.
Kyle Lowry played the longest.
Okay.
But that's only because he wasn't shipped off for Kawhi
right,
Leonard.
I get it. But
he didn't leave. DeRozan didn't leave.
Right. But it's Vince Carter. As far as I would go, DeMar.
I would say DeMar is probably the all-time leading scorer.
I would go.
I don't know that, but I would guess. We will look up Raptor stats in just a second. But first, I gotta tell you about this. Listen, we've all heard it. Men have to be strong. Men have to be tough. But when it comes to our health, we need to be smart, especially if you're 45 years old or older. That's why we want to invite you guys to join Alonzo Mourning and other special guests, including Dan Marino and Ed Jovanovsky, at the Miami Heat Men's Health Summit on November 16th and learn how to take a proactive approach to your health from some of the country's most renowned health experts. Plus, you can enjoy fun activities, giveaways, raffles for autographed prizes, and more. There's no time to waste. Come and get your health screening like Alonzo Mourning did. It saved his life, and it could save yours. It's go time. It's Zotime. Learn more at baptisthealth.net/Zotime. That's baptisthealth.net/Zotime.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week. with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.